ER101. Get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host and emergency room physician, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome back to ER101 from the American College of Emergency Physicians. Well, a recent poll was done by a public health group called ProPublica that found that Tylenol or acetaminophen, which is the generic name of the drug, that people in general don't fully understand the risks. So I want to welcome my next guest, who's been a frequent guest on the show, Dr. Gary Goodman, an emergency physician in Central Florida. And he is assistant professor of clinical medicine at University of Central Florida. And he sees this problem commonly in his ER. And, you know, it's not, you know, we say Tylenol, and that's kind of the brand name, and they keep having to defend themselves. But acetaminophen is the chemical compound, and it's in so many things over the counter. And people don't realize that the safety margin in this, if you take too much, can be extremely deadly.
I think Tylenol or acetaminophen has been around for so many years that people have taken for granted that it's a benign entity. And in reality, as I'm sure this survey poses, and I'm sure you're aware, this is probably one of the more dangerous over-the-counter drugs that are out there. We take for granted, as physicians, sometimes we add additional medications that have Tylenol supplements. And, it's a regular day occurrence that we're getting acute and chronic Tylenol overdoses in the emergency department. It's very frightening.
Yeah, and I think over 150 people every year die accidentally of it. And the other heartbreaking part of it is sometimes, you know, parents will bring in their infants and their small children that they have poisoned with Tylenol, not, you know, knowing or understanding. I mean, how many times have you seen, you know, and people don't know, okay, my baby has a cough, so I'll give him some combination cough medicine, and then also stuffy nose, so I'll give them that. And every single one of those has acetaminophen in it too. So even though they're naming them for specific symptoms, like this is for their cough and this is for their runny nose and this is for their fever, they all have acetaminophen, and sometimes heartbreakingly so. I've seen parents that have actually poisoned their children, and their children have died from it. So let's first talk about what it does to you, or why it's so dangerous, and what happens when you take an overdose.
Well, Tylenol, and I'm going to keep using the word Tylenol because I guess it's common to everybody instead of acetaminophen. Not to give them a plug, but Tylenol is metabolized.
Plug?
Through the liver.
We might get sued. No, I'm just kidding. But yes,
acetaminophen is detoxified through the liver, and unfortunately, many medications that we take are either metabolized through the liver or the kidneys. And unfortunately, a lot of the major medications that are very dangerous that are metabolized through the liver has a tolerance level of how much it's going to tolerate over time. The medications, with specifically the children's preparations and more likely the infant's preparation, has a higher concentration per dose given. So, you know, the body has a known tolerance level. The adult should not take more than 4 grams a day, and the child should theoretically not take more than 1.65 grams a day. And this is in the physician desk reference and probably every other research manual that's out there. But because we take these medications without any fear, thinking it's a very common drug, we don't realize that the toxic metabolites of these drugs build up over time. And we there's various stages of Tylenol toxicity. We might even think we're fine. In reality, we're fine for a short while. The next thing you know, we're not. We're back into danger. So, I mean, these drugs can build up over a short period of time. And we're talking even in 1 to 2, 3 days. I mean, I don't think until recently they just started labeling these bottles that people who take these medications plus other cold preps or who drink even could build up serious toxic levels in a short period of time.
Yeah, I mean, I read something that even 4 to 8 pills more over just a few days, which people think, oh, Tylenol, I took 4 extra pills of extra strength over, or acetaminophen over the next few days, but it has this chronic effect on the kidney. And one other thing you mentioned that I think is so important, and I think they changed it. There used to be an infant, surprisingly so, right, an infant drop preparation for acetaminophen. And it was more concentrated because, right, you can't give an infant, especially a little infant, such a big volume. So they actually made it more concentrated. And many parents mistakenly were getting doses from their doctor, like give them 2 teaspoons of it. But the doctor was meaning of the children's Tylenol, which is more dilute. And they were giving the infants, they figure, oh, it's infants. If it's infant and my kid's bigger than an infant now, they'll be okay. And they were actually giving them toxic doses of it. Now, I believe they got rid of the infant formulary now for it.
I have seen it out there, unfortunately.
Really?
The good news, interestingly enough, and this is just a side note, is that for whatever reason, children are able to metabolize acetaminophen greater through their natural. So it's done by something called sulfation, but interestingly enough, they can do it better. So, I mean, their dose is just a hint higher per toxic level than adults, but still, I mean, these, like you said, what's been happening is they figure children's as children, so they get this infant dose, not realizing that the concentration is that much more marked,
right.
and they're obliterating these kids' livers with this, and it's frightening.
Yeah, and the other thing that I always tell parents, and I want to know if you do too, so this idea of taking these medicines, you know, they had a big push, the FDA, not too long ago, about not even giving these combination cold medicines to kids. Because think about it. You know, your child has the sniffles. It's not a life-threatening illness. Every medication has a benefit and a risk to it. So yet you're giving your children these combination medications for sniffles or something, you know, relatively innocuous. And then, God forbid, you're inadvertently giving them too high a dose and you're ending up poisoning them. So I try and steer parents clear from that. What do you think about that?
I think I agree with you. That stuff has been out for the last 5 years, and I think the American Academy of Pediatrics even published, you know, don't bother giving any more of these cold supplements. I mean, the reality of it is that, like you said, you know, they'll contain Tylenol, they'll contain phenylephrine, they'll contain all these other medications which are just going to run havoc through these infants. And like you said, I mean, what's the worst case? They get the sniffles. You get a bulb syringe and a little bit of saline, and you call it a day. These children are being over-medicated, and as you point out, and as we see on a regular basis, and this poor article published, you know, 2 children came in. The parents didn't realize what they were doing. They thought, okay, 1 is great, 2 must be wonderful. So these children are coming in states of severe toxicity, and in this article, 2 died. So, the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Board of Emergency Medicine and their white papers are very online with this. I'm not pushing, you know, parents to be using these cold supplements, and even if they do, in very, very rare and specific situations that they need them.
Right, because it's true. It's just hard to tell. And the fact that they're in liquids, like even for adults, you know, we were discussing before the show, too, this idea of, you know, NyQuil, not to use a brand name, but with so much acetaminophen, it's dangerous. You were saying you could take more than a pill even.
Every pharmacy has got their version of a cold and sleeping medication.
Yeah.
NyQuil, just to use that as an example, I mean, all the public pharmacies, the Walgreens, the, you know, the other pharmacies that Rite Aid, I mean, these bottles contain about 10 grams of Tylenol. I actually did the math one night and looked at, you know, it's what, about a 300 ml bottle of medication,
right.
And in that bottle there's about 10 grams of Tylenol. So recently I just had a young girl who said, I'm going to try to commit suicide. She guzzled the whole bottle and washed it down with a little bit of alcohol. So now you have a 10 gram bolus, and I'm not kidding when they say greater than 7 grams, you're going to end up hurting your liver. I mean, if we just instantaneously have to treat these patients with NAC and IV acetidote and right. You know, make an assumption that they've assumed too much Tylenol into their system. And it's so much easier for them. I mean, nobody wants to guzzle a handful of pills. These children are getting dangerous. They're picking up these liquid preps, and they kill themselves with it.
Right. So it is a serious problem. And even, as we said, if you're trying to take it, there can be an accidental overdose. So read the labels carefully, and I think there's going to be new labeling on the products. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well.